New York's teachers union elected a new president this week in a sign that union members, teachers, and professionals in the state's public schools want a stronger stance on a number of issues. Karen McGee is a 30-year veteran teacher and union leader from Harrison, who replaces 9-year incumbent Dick Iannuzzi with a firm mandate from New York State United Teachers members.
And they were looking for what I'd like to believe is a more proactive agenda that brings their voice and brings their message forward, a grassroots effort, if you will.
McGee looks to press aggressively on issues such as teacher evaluation using Common Core testing, while healing what she called a fractured relationship between the union and Governor Andrew Cuomo. McGee says her new presidency offers a chance to reset relationships between the governor and State Education Commissioner John King, the target of a NICET vote of no confidence this past weekend.
Well, a vote of no confidence means that at this point in time, the organization has no confidence in the commissioner and feels that he hasn't engaged our membership. He hasn't engaged the professionals.
McGee will be dealing with a governor who has presided over several years of decreased funding for public school systems and a cap on property taxes.
I will be reaching out to the governor in the immediate future. I actually hope that the governor will reach out to me as an overture to start to rebuild a fractured relationship.
McGee becomes the first woman to head NICET, which she says has a membership comprised of 70% females. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.